Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Here we are again, kicking it with Kennedy on this beautiful Tuesday morning. How is everybody doing? Let me start off today with saying happy birthday to whoever in the world has a birthday today. Turn up for y'all. Take a little shot for me. Little something, something. All right. So, yesterday I was talking about, you know, building relationships and, you know, just giving, putting in that equal input and getting that same output. I think I'm saying that right. But y'all, today I just want to talk to y'all about a little something called, drum roll please, food. Yes, y'all, it's Tuesday, it's Taco Tuesday, and I'm hungry. I don't know about y'all, the people down the street from me right now, They up this morning. I smell eggs and bacon and pancakes and a little bit of sausage. Yes, my nose is that good. I can smell all of that from somebody's house. I know that's weird. Don't judge me. So, but y'all, food is not just nutritional. Low-key, food could low-key be a language, all right? Because let's say, you know, you cooking and the amount of effort that you put into your food, it comes through somebody's taste buds, and it can either, you know, it can show your emotions of how much you care for them or how much you may despise them at the moment. It all depends on your mood. So that's why people say that cooking is not an emotional thing. Lies you freaking tell. Go and ask any chef. They will tell you that they put their passion into their food, and it's amazing. It's the greatest thing in the world. Me, on the other hand, you know, I love to cook. I enjoy cooking a lot. You know, I'll do a little teriyaki glazed pork chop, you know, a little honey, a little rosemary, honey, garlic steak. You know, I do it up a little bit. You know, I does what it do. But no matter what I'm doing, no matter who I'm cooking for, I make sure to put that love into my food because I wanted to reciprocate to them like, hey, you know, I made this for you. I hope you enjoy it. I had a lot of fun making it. And, you know, because y'all, let's be real. Some people can't even boil water without burning the house down, okay? That's because they ain't got no patch for it. Some people can't even scramble egg because they forgot to put the butter in the pan and they just threw the egg in there, okay? Cooking is such a universal language. No matter where you go, there's always food, okay? Always food. And just y'all just don't know. I'm y'all don't understand my passion for food, and I love to feed people. I love to come up with different dishes and watching somebody's face as they enjoy it. I used to work at Ruby Tuesdays, you know, and of course, you know, we have our everything that was on the menu, but if you came in after hours, you got to get a little taste of everything that's off the menu, you feel me? And yeah, I love to throw down. You know, I made a couple good wraps, you know, a couple veggie wraps, little chicken wraps. Used to do my steak up a certain way, saute the shrimp real good. The way I would fry my chicken wings, like, it's amazing. I'm not even gonna lie, I'm gonna pat myself on the back. I got skills, you feel me? So, with that being said, guys, I'm hungry now, y'all. I'm sorry. I ain't had no breakfast yet. But listen, I want y'all to take some time today. I want you to think about your favorite meal as a kid. I don't care what it is. It could be something, it could even be a simple sandwich. But now that we're adults, now that we're, you know, if you're a young adult, adult, whatever, I want you to take that dish that you love so much and I want you to revamp it, put your own spin on it, and just sit down, taste it, and just fall back into that good time, into that memory of where you remember eating that specific dish. And I promise you, guys, it's going to take you to a whole different place. You feel me? Me personally, I know I plan on cooking a very, very special dish that's close to my heart this weekend. And I hope that they enjoy it after I cook it, because this, it's a very special dish to me, and it's a staple. It's been a staple in my life. Everybody has that one thing that brings them comfort. This dish that I'm going to cook has definitely been a staple in my life. So you guys will get the review for that over the weekend from, you know, the person who's going to eat it. You know, they're actually going to be a co-host. I'm not going to say who yet. You know, I'm not going to say who. But I'm going to cook for them. Hopefully they enjoy it. Hopefully they love it. And they'll understand why it's been such a staple for me and why I love it so much. But you know, y'all, it's Tuesday morning, you know, it's 7 o'clock. Y'all, let's go ahead and get up. Let's get ready for the day. Thank you guys for coming in and, you know, sitting with me, talking with me for a little minute, grubbing with me. Well, y'all probably done grubbed. I ain't grub yet. I'm about to go grub. But y'all know what? Y'all know what I always say. Y'all know what I'm about to say. All I want every day, 24/7, 365. All I'm trying to do is just catch a vibe. And like I always tell y'all, we want them positive vibes, not them negative vibes. So if you got a negative vibe in your life this morning, go ahead and give it the boot and let's go get this money. Again, thanks for coming in and kicking in with Kennedy. Y'all have a beautiful Tuesday morning and I'll check with y'all tomorrow.